Two child sex fugitives, two deported sex offenders arrested near border in Texas. By Bob Price on October 17, 2021. Border Patrol agents in Texas arrested two deported child sex offenders in separate incidents in the Laredo and Big Bend sectors. Also, U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers arrested two men wanted for sex crimes against children at border crossing points. Big Bend Sector Border Patrol agents assigned to the Alpine Station on October 14 arrested a previously deported child sex offender hiding with a group of migrants, according to information obtained from Border Patrol officials. Agents and Texas Department of Public Safety troopers encountered the group traveling along Highway 90 west of Alpine, Texas. For more information, click on the following link, pic.twitter.com/o2vzm23cu. Chief Patrol Agent Sean L. McGoffin, at U.S. Beep Shift, October 15, 2021. During processing, a biometric background investigation identified one of the men, a Mexican national, as a previously deported criminal alien. Court records show the man received a conviction for aggravated sex abuse of a victim under 13, sex offense against child fondling. The court sentenced the Mexican national to 48 months of probation in June of this year, officials reported. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, Enforcement and Removal Operations, ERO, officers reported the man to Mexico in August. He now faces federal felony charges for re-entry after deportation. If convicted, he could face up to 20 years in federal prison. 2 days earlier, Laredo sector agents arrested a group of migrants in South Laredo, Texas, officials stated. During processing, the agents found one member hiding in the group to be a convicted sex offender and fugitive. Court records from DeKalb County, Georgia, show that 44-year-old Alejandro Cano Morales, a Mexican national, received a conviction in 2011 for child molestation. He also has an active warrant and is a registered sex offender. CBP officers assigned to the Hidalgo International Bridge on October 13 observed a man approaching for an exit to Mexico interview. During processing, the officers identified the man as 52-year-old David Michael King. The computer system flagged the man as having a possible warrant. #CBP officers at Hidalgo Port of Entry, working with La Partners, took custody of and processed two U.S. citizen fugitives wanted for sex-related crimes. Read more here, pic.twitter.com/x5e0cookb4. CBP South Texas, at Psuth, Texas, October 15, 2021. During a secondary interview, the officers confirmed that King, a resident of Alton, Texas, had an active felony arrest warrant issued by a court in Springfield, Missouri. The warrant reports King is wanted for statutory rape, a first-degree felony, officials stated. Later that day, officers assigned to the same bridge interviewed 24-year-old Christian Collin as he attempted to enter the U.S. from Mexico. Officers detained the man when a possible match to an arrest warrant appeared in their computer system. During a secondary interview, the agents confirmed a warrant for the arrest of Mr. Collin issued by a court in Hidalgo County, Texas. The man, a U.S. citizen, is wanted for sexual assault of a child, a second-degree felony, the report states. CBP Field Operations is always ready to assist our law enforcement partners in locating those wanted persons with outstanding warrants, especially those allegedly involved in heinous crimes of a sexual nature, said Port Director Carlos Rodriguez, Port of Hidalgo/FAR/Anzaldúaz. We also work with our Mexican counterparts to apprehend fugitives. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.